Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy St. Patrick's night, St. Patrick's Day weekend, and elsewhere, it, like Miss Jackson, Mississippi, the celebration of St. Patrick's Day continues, because we had a big celebration. I was a homebody this weekend, but oh, it's a big celebration, like I mentioned on the last broadcast, of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. If you're at home or out in the public just having a blast of a good time, it's always a good thing. But happy St. Patrick's Day. We have the Zippity-Doo-Dah weekend in the Fongen area. Those of you that are fans of the Help are familiar with that area. So that, I know I will either be volunteering with Kara or doing something during the Zippity-Doo-Dah weekend, attending Sales and Mookie Festival or going to the parade, because the Zippity-Doo-Dah parade is during the evening time in the Fondren area. So it's just an exciting time, exciting moment. If you've seen some of the videos and pictures I posted from last year, Sally Mookie Festival and the Zippity-Doo-Dah 5K walk run, where food coloring is splashed on everyone. Everyone's running around multicolored, even if you don't participate. Because I was there for the festival to volunteer with Carol No Kill Animals up, and I'm just taking pictures and enjoying the good music and videoing the runners and walkers, and I even got a little color rave color flashed on me, dropped on me. But it is a lot to talk about, so I only have like 30 minutes, so I better get to it. But we'll talk a little bit about the history of St. Patrick's Day. And then, you know, here in Jackson, we're experiencing I guess you can call it a transitional time dealing with recently laid to rest our beloved mayor, Lumumba, who did so much in his 8 months being in office. His son is running amongst 9 other candidates. Today, you guys have heard me mention candidate of people that should enter the race. Well, today, city council person, longtime city council person, I know she's been the city council person since my since I've been a political enthusiast. I know since the 80s, since my uncle, my late uncle Mose, who I used to go fishing with, my aunt Christine Palmer's late husband's sister, she was the first woman who happened to be black on city council person, Doris Smith. She was on city council, and I remember Miss Margaret Barry Simone being in office then. So I think they said 29 years she's been city council person, working with five mayors. And she, I know one of my friends ran against her during last election, but what you see, Ms. Margaret was reelected to her seat as city council person. And she announced today, this afternoon, that she will be running. And I was watching Channel 16 News. They mentioned that the city, there's a myth that the city would not elect a Caucasian person. Well, we must mind you also, we have never had a female mayor either. And cities surrounding us, Clinton, once had a long-term female mayor, and the city of Madison, Mississippi, north of Jackson, Madison region, some of you familiar with, Jean McGee is the mayor of Richmond. But Madison is a booming, growing city, which has been a long time managed and mayored by a female. I just wanted to bring that. I have actively signed up to even though I've been, you know, you guys know that I was a big supporter, and I support all over the board, you know, but I always have that person that I wholeheartedly campaign for and devoted to and loyal to their campaigning. And you guys know that I wholeheartedly I voted for Chuck, the late mayor, and I plan to vote for his son. I have signed up, and I'm not telling anybody you vote for him, you know, but I do support him. We have some good candidates. I think that he is the best person to complete his father's term, not just because he is his father's son, but because he worked very closely with his father. And he, like I heard him tell the first mayor of black mayor of Fayette, my former boss, longtime friend, fellow Republican, he called himself Obama Republican. He voted for Obama both terms, Charles Evers, Meg Evers' brother. He told him, as Mr. Evers interviewed many of the candidates on last Wednesday during his episode of Let's Talk with Honorable Charles Evers on WMPR 90.1. You guys check his show out on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. WMPR 91.com, okay? Good show, awesome show. I've plugged them before. When I did community radio, that's where I, broadcasted. You know, love jazz jams during the day, blues, and had an overnight show called Night Vibe, which I was going to do alone, and then I have this other friend who, his name was Unknown DJ. The Unknown DJ and I co-worked the Night Vibes overnight at WMPR. This was in, like, 93. And it's so cool to see artists that we used to network with, like, this is before Twitter and all this, but we could network phone and mail. And I remember E-40, and who is still hot today, E-40, Secreted Records, and you could talk to he and his people all the time. He could send boxes of stuff, you know, for us to jam and promote. And it was just a fun time, at working at WMPR 94.1. Mind you, I had to stop working at NPR. A lot of people didn't know that. I am a person that is not a stranger to stalkers. At that time, some people probably wonder, why did I just stop all of a sudden? I was in stalls. And a lot of stuff was going on during that time, too, the Mega Evers retrial, that Cliff case, you know. So already the radio station has been kind of flooded. Miss Evers has been bombarded with stuff. And then here I am getting stalked. I have a real good following. Because many of you still remember me and listen to this show now based on Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And Be True is a long time, you know, pen name, DJ name of mine. And but honestly, I was being stalked. And, you know, I've always been quiet about it. I didn't plan on talking about it tonight, but, you know, sometimes people wonder, well, what happened? You know, and I think it, you know, came of other things, but that's the truth. It was like between Miss Evers and I and a few other, like, people that worked closely with the DJs, some of them knew, you know, that I was being stalked by this guy around, and it was a sneaky situation. But I didn't want to, let me just stop talking about it, you know, right now. But that wasn't the first, that wasn't the last time that I'd been stalked. But that was, you know, Mr. Evers was like, put your safety first, you know. Your safety comes first, you know. So that's what happened. Some people wonder why I just fell off the face of the earth when I was, because what happened, I had, the radio station was located in Sugarloaf, and my late friend Kiwani and I was talking, like, wow. Even though other stations were playing rap music, NPR was a station that underground rap artists could, you know, play their radio ready, get their radio ready music played straight from the studio. You know, this is when people were still selling their, you know, music from the trunk, which people do now. So, you know, digital radio or digital music, you know, just, you know, put it online. But literally doing, you know, hustling your items. This was during the UGK, when UGK and all those cats was like burning up hot, you know, doing what they do. And so my late friend Kiwani was murdered probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Kiwani and I was like, hey, we need to do something to our part. And then I was like, well, I want to get to, you know, produce a showcase and let's raise some money, guys, and ladies. But, you know, guys, let's raise some money and do our part to contribute to helping the radio station stay in their location, stay on the air or whatever. So we didn't talk to Mr. Evers, and he said, well, I can get you flatbed truck, and we can do this. So we set up a flatbed truck in the parking lot of NPR when it was located in Tougaloo, next to Tougaloo College, and we did it, you know. And I'm talking about like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, raised $1,500 by people coming to the showcase. And it's located on a high-trafficked road, East Caroline Road, and so some people were just driving by, writing checks and dropping cash like it was nobody's business. So I just took all the money in the office, and Kiwan and I and some of the other guys, and we were like, hey, here's the money. Here's our part. And Ms. Evers was so grateful. But they moved to a new location of the Crown Park Circle, which they've been at forever. But check NPR 90.1 out. A big shout out to Shelton Gates Smooth, who trained me. He was the PD at the time, and he was like, hey, we love what you're doing and how you're really helping us. And see, my late brother who died in 83, when I was a little girl, he planted the seed in my head that I could be a good DJ, because my brother was also a DJ, and so my brother planted it in my head. And my family just loved music, period, because my sister took me to my first major concert, Funkadelic Parliament, when I was 7. So we love beauty, fashion, and music, and so on. Anyway, I was just raised around it, you know. I love Avon so much. I was born into loving Avon. My mother always covered me in Avon, and and other projects also. But I didn't plan on going on and on and on. But I tell you guys last week, I want to share more of myself also. A lot of my on and offline friends. But, you know, it's good to open up. So this is an entertainment lifestyle music show, but it's about opening up and talking about real topics and real issues. But coming in and going out of the show, feeling uplifted, even when we talk about not-so-happy situations, you know, because there's been some sad stories happening, like what happened to the Malaysian plane. You know, what happened? What is going on? You know, I've been napping this evening, and so I've been checking out what's going on with local news. Of course, as I was half asleep, well, and I had a conference call I missed over Norwich. But I was Dancing with the Stars. Did you not love the Jason Derulo opening? Too hot. But I'll be watching like the repeat of Dallas. You guys probably were saying, well, we know you love Dallas. So I'll be watching the repeat of Dallas later on after the broadcast. And also The Voice. I didn't see it tonight. Kept up with it last week, so I have to be recapped on what happened with The Voice on tonight. But American Idol's been hot, so definitely. I stay updated and came in, do my best not to miss what's going on with American Idol, because the talent is just, I know it's not my imagination. The talent is just like, oh my God, they definitely chose the cream of the crop of the auditions of all the cities. I pray that Jackson is included into next season and so on. So I was watching the interview where, you know, I think Ryan probably has renewed his contract. I'm sure I think the current contract ends for next season for Ryan. And Ryan's like, whenever I see him in interviews, he's always telling people, I'm in it. Like, he's in it to win it. He's going to be with American Idol until forever. And, yeah, because, I mean, he's a major part. The talent is good. The different judges that were experienced, the mentors are good. But you know what? That show really flows perfectly. And the producers of American Idol know this, and that's because of the fine work of Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest is the important liaison between the host, the viewers, the supporters, the participants, those who audition to become the next American Idol. I mean, he is the glue that connects all of us. You know, he's the magnet. And, of course, there are other fabulous hosts and hostesses out there, but he is just the man for it. You know, that's just the perfect fit. You know, like he and I both love Dick Clark. He's just that Dick Clark, you know, for the American Idol. So it's just amazing. But I won't keep going on because we're going to talk more about St. Patrick's Day. And also, I need to update you guys on the candidate regarding the special election, which is going to be held on April the 8th. Now, we have, I guess, 10 candidates right now running to become the next mayor of Jackson. And the deadline for qualifying all candidates to, you know, get all the information in and qualify is nearing to the end, and that's on Wednesday. And, again, the special election is going to be on April the 8th. And if there is a need for a runoff, the runoff is scheduled for April the 22nd. And so this is something. As it seems that everyone's running a pretty good campaign, look, it appears to me that everyone and find infrastructure, crime prevention, attracting and building businesses and education to be the top of their list, and with that to be the top of the list in all cities and communities, right? So what I'm saying is it's not getting nasty. This is an emotional time because we have lost our, you know, beloved mayor, And then you know it's emotional. You need to imagine it's fun. At the same time, you're running a positive campaign and doing what you do. You know, and at the same time, you know, he is an attorney, a newlywed with a child. And so can you just imagine? And then not to mention the other people who are running as but to be the next mayor also. We have the current city council person who replaced Lumumba in my ward too. We have attorney Nevin Priester, who is also like the president of the city council now. Our interim mayor is Honorable Charles Tillman right now, and he's running. I'm going to share with you guys all these candidates' websites during the next broadcast. That's going to be early in the morning tomorrow at 6. So I'm going to do my best to share as many websites and information that I can. So not only those of us that are here in Jackson and Bowdoin, but those of you that support Jackson just want to be in the know of what's going on in Jackson, not just in music and entertainment, but in politics. So you can check out the candidates also. Excuse me, I need to clear my throat. But Nevin Prister, city council person of 6, who is also a pastor, a family man married, Tony Yarbrough. He is running. I mentioned that Margaret Barrett Simone, all of those people on city council, those are city council person candidates that are running. A longtime friend of mine, Albert Wilson, is running. There's Kevin Swartz. Everybody I know me that's running, except Kevin Swartz. I don't think he and I know each other. We might have friends in common. I'm sure we have friends in common. He is running. He happens to be the only Caucasian male running. You know, not playing a race card, but that's what people want to know. Let's see. And the political parties, as I know of, mainly everyone's Democrat, I believe. Kevin Swartz, I'm not sure if he's running on Democratic or independent ticket. I don't think any Republicans. I would know, but then I might not know. No Republicans have yet thrown their hats in the ring, but just because Republicans does not throw their hat in the ring, I must tell you, any campaigners out there and any potential mayoral candidates out there, let me tell you, we still vote. You know, just like some of you Democrats, if it's not a Democrat candidate, I'm sure you don't stay at home, right? You get out and vote for the candidate that you think best fit your needs and your wants and represent you, right? But Republicans don't stay at home. I don't know if any of you all knew that. Oh, we do vote, even when there's not a Republican candidate in the party. I just wanted to share that. So don't overlook the importance of your citizens' vote if they are registered Democrats, Republicans, are not independents or whatever, because you're in there to represent your constituents. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, because I'm supporting Trump, I support his father. And I shared and was very open with my fellow Republican friends also. And so I just wanted to share that. So some candidates might talk bad about a party that if it's not their party. And so I don't think that's good business, because you never know who will vote for you and support you and cross the line to support you and endorse you. You know, we see it a lot when it's in government, in the governor races and presidential races. How many Republicans came out and supported the president, you know, during this past? People came out and supported the governor of Arizona. You know, a lot of people. So even on the local level, you know, pay attention. I'm just saying, you know, because people do care, people will support you and come out. Because it's all about us making our towns, our villages, our cities, states, our country, the world, a better place to live. And it's not all about, oh, and my party is better than your party, or why do you guys do this and why you do that, you know, or, oh, you only serve certain people. You know, we all have our weaknesses and strengths, and sometimes it is important to bring that to each other's attention, but not at the expense of belittling other humans. You know, and because they don't belong to the same party that you belong to. And I do support and have signed up to volunteer to campaign for Chokwe Lumumba, our beloved late mayor's son. But at the same time, I am possibly promoting and sharing any information that I get regarding the other candidates, because the public, the voters, those of you that are listening, our friends, and those that have moved away and want to know what's going on in their city, we all deserve to know what people who want to lead our city plan to do, what their platform is, you know? And also, there's a big event going on tomorrow night in downtown Jackson. I want to thank Brandon Payne, our executive director of Mississippi GOP. You can follow on Twitter, Mississippi Republican Party, who I'm a volunteer for. On Tuesday night, on tomorrow night, there will be a banquet reception for the Honorable Thad Cochran at the Marriott Hotel downtown. A lot of movers and shakers are supposed to be in attendance, like our governor, Phil Bryan, and I believe Roger Wicker, and a lot of many other people, a lot of people. It's going to be a good event to honor Thad Cochran. I had an opportunity to meet his secretary at a luncheon where Lynn Finch, our state treasurer, was a speaker back in October, an organization that I plan to become a member of, and that's the Republican Women of Hines County. And I had an opportunity to meet Thad Cochran's longtime assistant secretary, who happens to have been a woman of color, you know. My mother, when I got back from the luncheon, my mom, she was like, how many African-Americans are at this luncheon? And I'm like, the new gentleman that works there, a Thad Cochran, long-time secretary, and of me, you know. I had the opportunity to meet his secretary. I have always voted for Thad Cochran since I was a teenager, because I could vote. He's running against Chris McDaniel, who has a pretty good platform also himself. And so it's going to be a good race. That's what all I can say, because he's good. I'm a longtime Facebook friend of his, and he's a family man, and he has a pretty good platform. So that's going to be an interesting race. So I was a veteran and a newcomer that's supported by it. You know, I don't go into Tea Party stuff. I'm 45 and been in the Republican Party since, a big supporter of the Republican Party since I was a little kid. You know, I love politics, period. You know, I have my Democrat that I love. I love all. I mean, I have nothing negative to say. I'm not one of those people that talk trash when it comes to that, because I'm patriotic and I love America. And we're going to be having, you know, this is a music entertainment lifestyle show. Politics is very important to our lifestyle and in the way we entertain and in the way we are entertained. So it's important to talk about this because it affects our lives. You know, what's going on? I thought that was really, some of the St. Patrick's Day parade, and this is not something I had planned to talk about either, even though I wanted to talk about St. Patrick's Day more in depth. How some of the sponsors are pulling out of some of the major parades because some people cannot openly express their sexual preferences. I think that is very interesting. Some of you might be wondering what's going on with the search for the little girl here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, in Camden, Mississippi, past Canton, Mississippi, past Madison. And they're still looking for that little girl, little Myra Lewis. You guys, you watch Nancy Grace, you've seen stories in covered on the headline news on Nancy Grace. They're still searching for the little girl. It's been more than 2 weeks. So we need you guys' prayers. Thank you for my friend in the chat room, for being in the chat room. So it's just, wow. And I've been talking, like, just off the dome. I knew what we would be talking about. I had planned on just writing out statements in the script of what would be discussed. Because I like doing, like, a mixture of just talking and then at the same time. I already know what we're talking about, of course. I broadcast and let you guys know what the topic's going to be. I love it when you come into the chat room and chat. And as commentary-style shows are fun to do, it's also fun when callers call in and when guests are on the show. And so we're going to go ahead and begin booking those of you who have that expressed that you're they want to be a guest on the show. I want to go ahead and book and confirm those dates. The 21st is Friday. That is the beginning of the third year. I know, the third year. My best relationships that I've had haven't been as long as 3 years. I know. So we were doing pretty good. but it's going on 3 years. My best relationships have been like a little over two. My marriages, oh my God, you know, didn't even make it to 6 months, neither one of them. But for some reason, I see myself, when I'm finally divorced, legally single, but some reason I see myself married again. I don't know why. I'm a romantic, and I see it now. Ebony Empress, you know, and I guess watching a lot of Steve Harvey and listening to On Air Ryan and networking with Patty Stanger all these years and watching The Millionaire Matchmaker. Not that I'm, you know, one day soon I might have to be a millionaire matchmaker. I might have to call Patty, you know, to become that millionaire, millionaires. And I have to call her and say, hey, I did that look. You know, because you never know. You know, I'm working on some pretty hot projects, you know. But still, I can see it. I can feel the love out there, in other words. But my thing is, you know, just living life, enjoying life. I pray to have a long life. But you know what? We never know when the time comes. So it's important for us to just really live our day to the fullest. I'm understanding now why some people have what you call bucket lists. But I have not. I don't have a bucket list, but I understand why some people mention bucket lists. So bucket list, that kind of suits me, but I understand why some people have bucket lists. But, you know, live life to the fullest daily, because we never know. And really, you know, do our best to be optimistic. Today I have received good news and bad news. Good news and bad news. And that's something when you're on a high, a good high, a positive high. I don't do drugs, but I'm just saying I'm a good high on life type of feeling. And then you get the bad news. But then I love it. Like when I hear the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. I get, you know, I love it. If I'm really feeling really good, and then I hear a song, I just feel explosively happy. But then it's like a like feel kind of down about something, and then I hear that song, it just makes me dance. That song is so cool. It's going to be hot forever and ever and ever. And speaking of feeling good songs, you guys know I love the group Dread Dames based in L.A. So I have this song queued up, so I'm going to play this song by the lead singer, Ms. Joshi. Send an eerie love out to all the listeners and also to Dread Dames. If you have not, if you listen to the show, you've heard Dread Days, but this is the lead vocalist, the Josh Lee. A couple years ago, Memorial Day, he gets on the show representing Dread Days. And it was a fabulous interview because he broke down how they wrote the process of writing their songs and just shared the history of, you know, pretty much the group. And I just love the group because it's a multicultural reggae fusion group based in L.A. So this is the lead singer. And prayerfully, I have more time to talk more. A few minutes after this song is played, but I thank you guys so much for your support and your love, and just wanted to have a you know, a talk with you. You know, we're friends, right? And I appreciate your support. Appreciate you checking the profile, listening to the show, the different methods that you do listen. You know, you can call in and listen. If you want to say something, press 1. If you, you know, you're listening from the computer, from your iPhone, smartphones, whatever phones, and whatever devices. Some of you guys know, telling what you're inventing. But I just a thank you and appreciate you. So here's a new Joshy song, Feeling Fine. You can email me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter at Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. Beth Williams, I have Culture Shock Talk. Big shout out, March Madness kicks off tomorrow, right? So we got to talk about this Warren Buffett deal, too, tomorrow morning and in the near future. This is wild. A lot of stuff happening in the NFL with this free.